Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Des is here with the sports.
Yeah, good morning. The Shamrock Rovers manager, Stephen Bradley, has launched a scathing attack on the FAI's leadership and feels their disgraceful treatment of Colin Healy smacks of arrogance. He paid an emotional tribute to Healy, who has submitted a formal complaint to the FAI over the handling of his departure as women's assistant coach in December. He turned down a club job because he understood he was being retained as an FAI coach, but he was let go. All this months after his wife Kelly had passed away.
I was down at the funeral, and incredibly strong family. His son got up and spoke and was incredible. If anyone knows Colin, he's one of the nicest men you'll come across in football. Football can be a horrible game. He's one of the nicest men you'll come across. And for us to treat one of our best young coaches and managers how we treated him shouldn't be acceptable. It's not acceptable. I've considered what him and his family have gone through. He has to be dealt with more respect and more compassion than what he was. And I have a responsibility, I feel, to speak up when I see wrong, and I think that's wrong.
That's Stephen Bradley. Now, he's busy preparing his Shamrock Rovers team for tonight's sellout tie in Tallaght. Big, big night for them. Rovers taking a 1-0 lead into the second leg of their Europa Conference League tie with Mulder. In last night's football, while Manchester City and Juventus both bowed out of the Champions League, City went tamely. They lost 3-1 at the Bernabeu to Real Madrid, Kylian Mbappe's hat-trick, giving them a 3-1 victory, a 6-3 aggregate victory. It's City's earliest Champions League exit since they failed to get out of the group in 2013. PSV Eindhoven had a 3-1 home win against Juventus to advance to the last 16. Paris Saint-Germain ran riot against Brest. They won 7-0 on the night, 10-0 on aggregate. And Borussia Dortmund advanced on a 3-0 aggregate against Sporting Lisbon. In the Premier League, Liverpool moved 8 points clear at the top after being held to a thrilling 2-2 draw at Aston Villa. Mo Salah put Liverpool ahead on 29 minutes, but Villa led by half-time with goals from Yuri Tielemans and Ollie Watkins. Trent Alexander-Arnold got the equaliser in the second half. Liverpool might have won it. They're now 8 points ahead of Arsenal, but they have played a game more. Arne Slot's side now go to Manchester City on Sunday.
It does matter where we are in the league table, but there's always pressure if you play for Liverpool. That's the same if you play for Arsenal. So, yes, we want to achieve something together this season, and we have all the ingredients for it. But, yeah, still 12 games to go and Champions League to go. But we're happy where we are. I think a bit too much we've played games now where we deserved more than we got. I don't mean the Everton game when I look at the quality of play, but it was, of course, a big disappointment to concede in the last minute. I look at the Newcastle game where we conceded in the last minute, and some other games, today included, where, in my opinion, if there was one of the two teams that deserved to win, in my opinion, it was us.
Now, the Irish rugby team to play Wales in Cardiff on Sunday will be named at 9 o'clock this morning. Several changes are expected, speculation that Dan Sheehan will be named as captain. Michael Corcoran has been talking to Jack Conan about him having so far to accept his role, coming on as an impact sub.
Yeah, absolutely. You always want to start. You always want to play as much as you can, and sometimes the best thing for you is to be on the bench, and that's what the coach has found the last few weeks. And, you know, you got to trust them like you trust the rest of the lads, and that's what I did. And then you've got to take your opportunity when it comes, and I'm pretty happy with how I've gone over the last 2 weeks. Not without my mistakes, even when I did get on. Fix-ups and things that everyone's learned from now, you know. So it's important to know your role and to make the most of your opportunity, whether it's 80 minutes or it's 10 minutes, you know. And I've been fortunate enough to got good stints in both games, you know, probably half an hour odd, probably 40 minutes in Scotland actually with the yellow card as well. So pretty happy with how I've gone, but you're always looking to push on and be better.
And you can't be loose with your attitude. I don't mean you personally, but like if you're on the replacement bench, you've got to be ready to come on from minute one, because that's when you could be required.
100%, and that's mentally a very difficult task, is to be prepped, because normally, you know, if things go the way they normally go, you know you're coming on right 40 minutes, right? Better be ready here because it could be on any amount of time after this. But even like the other day, you're on after 15, 16 minutes, and I just missed I was just about to do the first warm-up. So I had no kind of second wind in me and went out, and I was blowing unbelievably hard. But it's about kind of ignoring that little voice in your head that's saying, geez, you're tired here, you know, you're off the pace a little bit. Just think, right, what can I do? How can I affect play? What's my role? You know, those kind of things. So you got to be ready to go from minute one, whatever it physically, you can't always prep for that because maybe it's, you know, 15 minutes between the next warm-up, things like that, but mentally you got to be ready to go. And that's something, it's definitely a learning skill, and we speak about it the whole time. It's very difficult to come off the bench, yeah. You know what I mean, because you got to get up to pace, you got to get up to the level of the rest of the lads. So I was happy enough for how he did that in both games and coming on those three different times. So but it is a challenge.
So you've played two games, you've won two games, two bonus points, top of the table. You're the team to be kind of shot down, for want of a better phrase, up against a team who they feel probably have an awful lot to prove this week, and that makes Wales ultra dangerous.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that they're going to be galvanised now by all this, all the controversies that's gone on the last few weeks, and they'll kind of close rank and come in and be tighter for it. So it's going to be an unbelievably difficult test match. You know, I think no one, you know, you kind of have to disregard the last few months of everything that's happened with them and how they've been forming, because now they have a new lease of life and the shackles off a little bit. And, you know, I think we're unbelievably weary of what that means to them and how they're going to rock up in the weekend. But ultimately it's about us and how we produce and how we show up, and that's the real focus for us at the moment.
That's Jack Conan. The team will be named in half an hour's time. In golf, at the Honda LPGA event in Thailand, Leona Maguire finished on 2 over par this morning, 12 shots behind the leader, Aki Iwai of Japan. The Irish men's basketball team play in Switzerland this evening in their World Cup pre-qualifier. And world champion Luke Littler is the star attraction at tonight's Premier League darts in Dublin, while there's racing this afternoon at Punchestown.